Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I helicopter standing with his hand on his car.
Stevie Ray bringing us back. 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Rob Grady is our guest. He's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. Naked Marketing, The Bare Essentials, third edition, is his best-selling book. I encourage you to check it out wherever books are sold. Rob, give us your website again, please.
The Grady Company, all spelled out, .com. That's Grady is G-R-E-D-E.
Yeah, so check that out, folks, and you can find the book wherever they sell books. Rob, we've been talking about this iceberg thing that my term for this, folks. This is research that shows that for every person who says I didn't like how things turned out in my experience with you, Mr. Business Owner, Ms. Business Owner, for every person who says that to you, 24 had the same problem and didn't say anything, or had a problem and didn't say anything. They just kind of went home. They just didn't do anything, but they probably didn't come back, and they probably didn't. But they also probably told somebody about it, which is not good for you. And so, think about that, folks. Think about that kind of an iceberg, an undercurrent below the water that people are talking about you. And you know, this was, in a way, it was worse in the old days, Rob, because you didn't know who was talking about you today. When they're doing it online, at least you can find out that they're talking about you in a negative way. But you know, whenever I go to a restaurant and especially the food's not good, if I complain, I won't let them comp my food. Now, if I can't eat my food, I don't pay for that. But if whoever's with me, I won't let them not charge me for the food that we ate. Because I want them to know that I didn't come here to try to get a free meal.
Okay.
I pay for the food that we eat. But sometimes I have to argue with them about that. But you see what my point? If they comp everything, then that's them. Somebody could say, well, he's maybe one of those guys that just tries to get a free meal. There are people like that. You know that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Somebody's always trying to scam the system.
So what do you think?
Well, one of the things that I think is important, Jim, I want to make sure we emphasize this. You and I have been talking about restaurants, but this 4% is across all industries. It's B2B, it's manufacturing, it's retail, it's all different types of industries. It doesn't really matter the industry. The research shows that all industries have the same 4% of people that actually complain.
Mm-hmm.
And for everyone who complains, there's another 24, or only one out of 25, or 4%, actually make a complaint. And the issue then is, once they do complain, my contention and what I tell my clients is, get down on your knees and thank that person, because not only is that person identifying 24 others, but you're likely to be able to turn that person into a loyal customer by using those three R's that we talked about, of recognition, remedy, and reinforcement. If you recognize the problem,
right,
you remedy it, solve the problem, make sure that it's never going to happen again, and then reinforce that remedy by saying, here, let me give you a free this or a complimentary that.
How about this, Rob? How about if you really, in my opinion, what you really have to do, what you must do, is let's say that this one person complains about a certain part that didn't work out right. Then if you're doing it right, you'll say to your people, okay, find me all the people who've ordered this part in the last 6 months. And then call them up and say, hey, we're just doing a quality control check. We noticed that you bought this part 6 months ago or 3 months ago, whatever. And is everything, how's it turn out? This is just a random sort of, let them know. It's just a random quality control check, which it is.
Mm-hmm.
And if you ask that, then if they say, oh no, everything's fine, then you know that it's a one-off thing. It's that one bad part. But this is how you find out. To me, this is what you have to do to really do the remedy thing.
Well, you know, Jim, there's actually a
reinforcement thing. Yeah,
Right. There's a side benefit to that, and that is when you make those calls, there's three things. One, yes, you might find out there's a problem, and bingo, you can solve it. Number two, people like being asked.
Yeah.
There's an old mayor of New York City, Mayor Koch, yep. who used to say, "How am I doing?"
Yep, yep.
He New said, Yorkers didn't always like how he was doing, but they liked the fact that he asked.
He used to say that on the subway, didn't he?
Like that.
Absolutely.
Customers like that.
Hey, Rob, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Jim, I enjoyed it. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you again.
Rob Grede, ladies and gentlemen, G-R-E-D-E is how you spell his last name. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.